Where in the Bible will I find the thousand-year reign with Christ? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Some people, in reading the Scriptures, draw from them what they want them to teach, not what is really taught in them. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 6, provides a good demonstration of this. Verse 6 reads, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, these assume that Christ will one day return to the earth and reign hereon for 1,000 years. The premillennial view. A simple grammatical analysis, however, of this verse involved is sufficient to show that this popular premillennial assumption is wholly and completely false. Separating the subject from the modifiers of the clause, we have these words, "They shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, to locate the antecedent of the pronoun they, we must look back to verse 4 of Revelation 20, and to the souls who were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and who are to reign with Christ 1,000 years. Note that it was not he, Christ, who is said to reign 1,000 years, but they, the souls of the beheaded martyrs. If to this the objection is raised, that the reign is with Christ, and that this indicates a reign by him of 1,000 years, it should be noted that the period of 1,000 years marks off the reign of the souls, not Christ's reign, and that his reign neither began with that of the souls nor ended with them. Christ's reign began on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and continues to this hour and on to the end of time. At some time during this period, the souls will begin and continue to reign 1,000 years. That's what the verse is saying. Nowhere in the Bible is 1,000 years reign of Christ on earth ever taught. His kingdom is now in existence. He is now reigning over his kingdom. And when he comes again, it will not be to set up a kingdom, but it will be to deliver up his kingdom to his Father. 1 Corinthians 15, 23-25.